Lovely.
Hey,
Hi,
how are
babe.
you?
Hey, we're doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too
Awesome.
bad.
Ah, is
The
it just heaven? I
best.
heard it's beautiful up there right now.
It's so good. It's blue sky, about 25, a little windy. Perfect day for the
Oh,
beach.
Anything under 30, a little too cold for us.
Really? Well,
Yeah. Almost.
where are you going?
We just arrived in Sydney, actually.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, nice. Nice. Hey, big week coming up. Carers Week. And we'll talk about that in a sec. Hit us up with your music. What's been happening? We know Biting My Tongue's been out. I believe there's a new album coming as well. Hit us up with all that. What's going on there?
We're finishing this album slash have finished this album. We're just waiting on a release date now, but yeah, it's exciting for us. We can't wait. We can't wait to have this music out for our fans, and they've waited such a long time for this album.
Yeah, I was
And
going to say that it's been a while since we've had an album from you both.
yeah,
What are we
a
telling
lot
in
of
the
it is
album?
going. Sorry.
What are we telling in the album? What's the story behind it?
It's really about the personal journey of metamorphosis. So I think it's transformation,
Yeah.
which a lot of our records have that underlying theme in different components, but I think that this one is about breaking a pattern and also about it's hard to explain it without giving a whole bunch of stuff away because it's a very secret attached to this release that we haven't talked about yet, but it's duality.
Nice. And biting my tongue. But when you say biting my tongue, it's like you want to say something, but you're biting your tongue. Is that, I assume that's what the song is about? Or what did you want to say? Or who was it for?
Who was it about?
Yeah.
That's the real tea. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know that answer. But it is about biting your tongue. It's about sort of wanting to confess your, insatiable love for someone,
Yeah.
and just biting your tongue because it's just you're trying not to say it. You don't want to scare them away.
I
But
know
if there's anything you
that
know about the Veronicas,
feeling.
that we can't bite our tongue for too long.
Yeah.
Try
I maybe we'll find
our best.
it. What's also interesting with you two both at the moment is Carers Week, which is massive for you both. With your mum, Colleen. Take us behind the scenes with that a little bit. Look, your mum's got, is it a rare brain disease or is that right?
Yes, it's a rare neurological condition. It's called progressive supranuclear palsy. And
That's a lot of words.
it's a lot of words, and it took a long time to get a diagnosis as well. There was many years of misdiagnosis where she was on
Oh.
and off a lot of different medications.
Yeah.
And we got that diagnosis about 5 years ago now,
Yeah.
and it is a progressive incurable disease. And she's now in the stages where she is in palliative care,
Oh, geez.
and we care for her every day. This
Yeah.
is the longest we've been away from. We've been down here in Sydney for 2 days. It's the longest we've been away from her in 8 months.
My gosh. How do you get through each day? I mean, you two obviously are very close to each other and you've got your music, but taking care of your mum is so important for you both and to help your mum get through. How do you get through each day for you two mentally?
I think it's just about opening our hearts and giving as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The exhausting part is when you don't give enough.
Yeah.
It's really interesting when you go and you can feel so helpless. You can feel incredibly overwhelmed, but there are things that we do every day. We bring her in her favorite foods. We give her
Yeah.
massages. We make sure that the temperature is perfect for her, and that might change 20 times a day. And you make sure that you're managing that. With her particular condition, she has sensory overload triggers. So she can have episodic seizures from essentially light, sound, smell, temperature change,
Wow.
anything that comes with the anxiety. And so, you know, it's micromanaging those comfortabilities pretty much minute to minute.
It's very much sort of, you know, an intuitive kind of care where, you know, we grew up being loved and cared for by our mommy. She taught us the best way to do that. And, you know, essentially that's what we're giving back to her throughout this time. And it's such an honor. It's also indescribably difficult and heartbreaking. And you just have to find the strength through giving unconditional love. That's it. And, you know, it's amazing with Carers Week because, 2.6 million Australians are unpaid carers. And a lot of those people don't even realize that they are essentially carers.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's really just for us, it's, extending a huge thank you to those people and letting them know. So, you know, acknowledge that, ask for support if you need support. Absolutely. It can feel so isolating and so lonely sometimes and exhausting.
And there's so much grief that comes with being a carer for somebody who's, you know, in any position, but especially when you start to get to end of life positions, you know, every day it's something different and you don't really know what you're walking into. And there's a lot of anxiety that can come with that. Obviously a lot of grief that comes with that. And so it's just about saying that you're not alone and that, you know, it's unfortunately, you know, the conditions and situations like this don't discriminate. It doesn't matter what you do for a career. It doesn't matter how much money you earn. It doesn't matter, you know, what gender you are. It's like, you know, everybody at some point will either know someone who is a carer or they themselves are a carer. And it's just about saying, you know, it's okay to ask for help and it's okay. And you should acknowledge the fact that you are a carer and that people need to also, the people around those people need to help support them. Yeah. You know, we were thinking about how, you know, we show up for our mummy every day, but, you know, it can be difficult while you're grieving in that position to care for yourself. And so, you know, I've had a friend message me and be like, you know, do you want me to bring wine? Like, what's up? And I'm like, actually, can you just drop me off some toilet paper and some water? Because it's sometimes just hard to look after your own needs when you're so in somebody else's needs, if that makes sense.
Are you both getting like your own time to fuel up again, to be able to take this on board yourselves?
We work with a therapist through it. We really support each other, and Lisa's husband is amazing as well. I don't know when it's interesting. There's so much perspective that's required when you're in a caring position. I think that there's no recharging or there's no getting back to a space of before someone you love so much was going through something like this. There will always now be a part of us that is like a hole in your heart. Change forever. But it's about remembering and honoring everything that we've learned about how to be the most compassionate people for ourselves, for her, for everybody else around us. Because it's funny, we go about life thinking that something is of value and then something like this happens and you understand value in a completely different context.
It's a great perspective.
Yeah, and I think that it's just about saying sometimes there is no silver lining necessarily to a situation, but there is situations like this that remind us that we are human and that we're all human, and that concept in itself unites us. And if we can find the compassion to be there for each other through that, through that transformation,
and especially those carers around Australia, I think we want to rally our voices around them and say thank you. And you are not alone. You know, we are sending our love. Please, there are so many amazing support systems that you can reach out to.
Resources.
You know, on a local level, in our communities. And then, of course, you know, we're wanting to spread the love by asking people, you know, tell us why you care at Carers. The website is Carers Week. Carers Week. com.au. I've never been good with websites.
No, but I don't think anyone is.
Thursweek.com.au, and we're gonna be reading everyone's stories, and we want to connect with everyone. So yeah,
here is you're a whole new level on how you can just go, that's life, but I have someone I need to care about. And it's kind of I'm kind of getting goosebumps right now, because I just lost my dad about 3 weeks ago, and mum had to care for him. He ended up being in palliative care. And then my sister, who lives with my mum, has cerebral palsy. So she's a carer for both people. So it's kind of like, okay, I kind of know in a way, it's like, I know kind of what it's like caring. You can ask for help. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. And that's what I've said to mum, you know, go out, get the support in. It's so important that when you're caring for someone and you're watching them go into the situation that they're in, and then they end up in palliative care, it's so important. You've also got to look after yourself as well to help you get through that motion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think that's so beautiful, and bless her. Gosh, I can't even imagine how much strength and resilience this woman must have. How incredible she is. Yeah. Sounds amazing. And I also think it's really worth talking about, because there's so much emphasis on saying, you know, we have to help ourselves. We have to help ourselves. And I love that message. And I do believe we have to help ourselves. But also the people around, the people that are carers, please, if you know someone that is a carer, or, you know, especially the people that know someone that is a carer, please ask them what you can do to help. But also sometimes the emotional regulation of just giving answers is difficult. Yeah. Just things like dropping food off on their doors. Like, I'm dropping coffee off on Friday morning for you. You don't even need an answer. Just drop it outside their door. I'm dropping toilet paper off. Necessities, different things. I think that that's a really beautiful thing that we don't talk about in society a lot, because we put so much emphasis on, well, you can't depend on anyone else. You just have to depend on yourself. But at the same time, I think that, you know, when we're talking about grieving and caring and mortality, I think it's really important that we have to support each other in becoming more compassionate, to open that conversation and how we can best support the people that are supporting those people.
You've nailed it right there. And there you're doing an incredible job, and I'm sure, no doubt, that your mum is just cherishing every moment. And it's so important to cherish those moments, and especially with your own loved one. But incredible. You do an incredible job, and it's so good chatting with you. So good.
Bless you. Lovely.
I'd love to get you back on the show and talk more about this, because I think it's such a big, important message, and I think a lot of people need to get behind, and I think a lot of people need to understand that going into a caring mode, it's a massive job. And to try and juggle that with your own lives, and you're both still young and you're still doing your music, it's a big job. So congrats to both of you for doing such a good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your compassion and for your support as well. And
well.
No doubt support for your mama, and, you know, bless your daddy. And he's raised a beautiful son. So thank you again for using this platform to talk about that. We really do appreciate it.
Well, it's so important. All the best, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you so much, lovely. Thank you.